Joining the show from the nation's capital, we have Chloe Lee. She is a cuddle therapist. Good morning, Chloe.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining Miriam and I.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
Well, what is a cuddle therapist?
Well, a cuddle therapist is somebody who holds space for their clients to relax, to receive, possibly grieve, explore, come back into their bodies, and deepen their relationship to their needs and their boundaries. Cuddle therapy is a modality that uses healthy platonic connection to touch to help meet emotional and physical needs for closeness, because touch releases oxytocin, which is a peptide hormone that has scientific health benefits for both the body and the mind, and promotes relaxation and a sense of trust and belonging.
So I think some listening this morning, Chloe, may have trying to get it through their head that you show up or they come to your business and there's cuddling, there's conversation. This is all good. We know the benefits to our health for having that affection. But like, do you snuggle on the couch? How does it work?
Well, I have a office of sorts, which I call the Cuddle Temple, because I believe cuddling is a sacred practice.
Yeah.
So I've got a couch here and a double bed, and yeah, that's physically where it could take place, or I can come to the client's home.
Okay. So I was wondering, Chloe, then, like your clients, do they get to pick and choose maybe, or how does that work? Like, is it just you who's offering the cuddling, or do you have other people offering those services?
Currently, my practice is just me, but in the future, I hope to develop a training program that I could offer in person, where I would start training other cuddlers. That would be part of my business. But currently, it's just me.
And do you have lots of clients then? Like, how popular is this cuddling now as a form of therapy?
Well, considering I haven't started actually marketing and putting myself out there as much as I'd like to, it's pretty steady, about 2 or 3 cuddles a week.
Nice. Mm. Now, I think some that might be a cuddler, to show up at somebody's home and be that close with the individual might be a little awkward. Do you find that in your profession?
I mean, yeah, it's normal to have a little bit of anxiety around putting yourself in a vulnerable position with a stranger. Mm-hmm. However, I do have a very lengthy intake process where we get to know each other very well and make sure that all the agreements are transparent. And I always reassure my clients that my sessions are client-led. So, you know, they're coming here and communicating to me what they want. I'm never going to do anything without their explicit consent first. And also, oxytocin releases a sense of security and comfort. So you'd be surprised how quickly you can melt into a deep sense of relaxation, because it takes about 10 minutes or so to start unwinding.
Chloe, I want to ask the question that's on everybody's mind driving to work this morning listening to the show. So if you go to, let's say a gentleman has you over to his home for cuddling therapy, is he in his boxers on the couch with no shirt on? Like, paint a picture for us.
Yeah, so there are definitely some guidelines as to what's appropriate to wear. For a standard session, it would be like full-length pajamas and like a T-shirt, but there are skin-on-skin sessions where we can wear less garments, but there's still a need for it to be shorts, not underwear. Shorts going down halfway to the knee, and of course, I would be wearing shorts and a tank top.
Yeah, to keep it PG, right? And then how long are these sessions, Chloe?
They range from anywhere from 60 minutes to, I mean, I've done a 4-hour session.
No,
it's
really?
As much as somebody
really?
Needs.
In your arms?
Yeah.
Wow. They must have wanted to fall off at the end.
Yeah.
4 hours. Aw. And how do you feel after these sessions? Like, do you feel like you need to cuddle after cuddling someone else so much?
It depends. Like, sometimes I get as much out of it as the client does, if we have, like, a good connection.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be a little bit draining, you know, if someone's going through a depression and there's a lot that they're needing to externalize. But it's okay, because I have practices that I do after where I discharge the energy, and also I do receive healing from other people too. So it all balances out.
What makes a great cuddler, Chloe?
A great cuddler is attentive, empathic, highly concerned with you. They won't make it about themselves. And energetically speaking, just warm and comforting.
I think it's interesting.
Listener.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting, the profession you're in, and
thank you.
The benefits that people get from being cuddled. It's all good, right? So, and people just have to respect their boundaries, and it's not a sexual thing. It's just to make you feel better. And you were mentioning to Miriam yesterday in previous conversation that this is something that's taken off across this country. More and more people are getting into it.
Slowly but surely, yeah. It's well on its way. There have been platforms around for finding cuddlers for a while, but it's more, I'm not seeing a lot of certified cuddle therapists on these platforms, but yeah, it's slowly coming.
All right, so then we have to keep an eye out, right? Like, if someone's interested in cuddle therapy, we have to then look that they are certified, and then what else do we have to look for to make sure that they're legit and not just some random people, you know, on Meetup, right? Like, trying to get a kick out of it.
Yeah.
Are there just, like, anything special that we should look out for, Chloe, to make sure they're legit?
I mean, making sure that they are certified and have very clear agreements and code of ethics for their practice is a really good sign. Checking testimonials or referrals would be smart. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for educating us all about a cuddle therapist, Chloe Lee. She is the founder. And you can check her out. Your website is presencecuddletherapy.com.
Presence with a C, yes.
Yeah. And it's not a degree program. You don't have to go to university for 4 years.
No, you don't. If you can find someone who is a psychotherapist as well, I mean, bonus. But yeah, there are certification programs that are like 40 hours and you can do them online.
What's a 45, 50-minute session cost to cuddle with Chloe?
My shortest session is 60 minutes, and for a standard session, that's $110. But there are plenty of discounts available to students.